From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the Senate investigates fly-by-night tax preparers who take huge fees and sometimes your whole return.
But first, President Obama continues his push to draw attention to women's wages with two executive actions that he says would help shrink the gender wage gap. Speaking at the White House, the president declared today Equal Pay Day. The reason? Well, according to the White House, women would have to work all of last year plus 3 months into this year to earn the same amount of money as a man did in just 12 months.
Think about that. A woman's got to work about three more months in order to get what a man got because she's paid less. That's not fair. That's like adding an extra 6 miles to a marathon. It's not right.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us with more. Hi there, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Great to have you. So let's start with the basics. The president has signed two executive actions today. What specifically do they do?
Well, one of the orders guarantees that women who work for federal contractors can talk with their coworkers and find out how much they earn. A lot of companies now have either formal or informal rules against that kind of conversation, and so it's often hard for a woman who is being paid less than her male colleagues to even find out about it. That's what happened to Lilly Ledbetter, who famously became a symbol for this unequal pay issue. She worked for years for the Goodyear Tire Company before she even found out she was being paid less, and it was Mrs. Ledbetter who introduced the president today. The second order requires the Labor Department to gather summary data from federal contractors about their pay scales broken down by gender and by race. The president suggested there could be some companies that aren't even aware they're paying workers unequally, and gathering the data could help to shed light on that.
Right. So getting at the transparency issue when it comes to the wage gap. Well, Scott, this executive action, just to be clear, though, only covers employees of federal contractors. It's not a blanket rule for the entire United States. I mean, is that going to make enough of an impact to trickle over to, you know, other sectors outside of the federal government?
Well, there are a lot of companies that do business with the federal government, including Mrs. Ledbetter's old employer, Goodyear. So this does have widespread effect. But certainly the White House would acknowledge these executive orders don't go as far as they'd like. And so what the president's doing here, just as he did earlier this year when he ordered a higher minimum wage for federal contractors, is taking the steps he can through executive action and at the same time exhorting Congress to pass legislation that would have a more widespread effect.
Okay. And so that legislation, would that be the Paycheck Fairness Bill that's in the Senate right now?
That's right. The Senate's expected to vote tomorrow.
Okay, so they're expected to vote tomorrow. But if I understand correctly, there isn't really anyone who thinks that the Paycheck Fairness Act is going to pass through the entire Congress. But yet the president has signed these two executive orders about fair and pay between men and women. Does the president expect some sort of political dividend for him or Democrats from doing this?
I think Democrats clearly expect a political payoff for this. What they're doing is shining a spotlight on an issue that has the potential to help them with, in particular, working women. That's a big Democratic constituency. They were a big part of the president's reelection 2 years ago. And look, it puts the GOP on the spot. Republican lawmakers are going to have to vote, at least in the Senate, not to go forward with something that's labeled paycheck fairness. That's not an easy vote for them to cast. And you know you've hit a nerve because the Republican committees, both the RNC and the reelection committees for the Senate and House Republicans, came out with a joint statement today. They know they lost women badly in 2012 and that they have to do a better job of appealing to women this fall.
Right. Well, Scott, if we can, let's fact check the president a little here, because the White House claims that women make 70 cents to a man's dollar, but the Pew 77 cents to a man's dollar, but the Pew Research Group says it's more like 84 cents. And that the wage gap is potentially even smaller between young men and young women. So where are the numbers coming from?
Right. Well, the 77 cents is if you took all the wages of all the women who worked full-time last year and then all the men who worked full-time last year and compared them, then sure enough, women make about 77 cents to the dollar for men. But everybody acknowledges that that's not all about discrimination. That has to do with experience. That has to do with the concentration of women in low-wage jobs. There are other variables going on there. Women are less represented by unions. On education, women actually do a little better. That helps to whittle away at the pay gap. But then even if you control for all those other factors, the time that women spend out of the workforce raising children, even if you control for all that, there's still a portion of the wage gap that's unexplained. And that's what some critics say has to be chalked up to discrimination. That's less than the 23 cents that the president's talking about, but it is more than zero.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Always great to talk to you, Scott. Thanks so much.
Nice to be with you.